The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To the shack today, and you're making a grimacing face. It just must be the demons in your head today.
The demons.
I got the vapors already.
I got the vapors.
I'm Wilbur.
And I'm Daniel, and I do declare it's time to drink. Oh my gosh.
Oh, there it was.
I hope everybody heard that. go ahead.
I think it's time to crack open another conspiracy today.
Yours sounded better, but mine is definitely more potent.
Oh, for sure.
Mine is a straight up bottle of whiskey.
Mine's just a great pop.
Man, I just miss living like on the river and opening a bottle of whiskey and just sitting by the river and drinking it all day with no chaser.
I can't recall those days.
John A.P. Clunley. Salted Caramel, American Small Batch by Boga Sound Distillery.
Wow.
Danny got this for Justin and Jay over at Cruz of Corn, and they left it in the studio.
Oh, they left it here. I thought you stole it. I hear tell you may have snuck into his house and nabbed it from his fridge.
Ooh. That's dangerous.
Dangerously good?
Yeah.
Don't even send it over here. Not right now. Not today. Just don't drink all that.
It tastes like a dessert.
Ooh.
It's 40% alcohol, too.
Okay. Are we doing an ad for Bogue Sound Distillery?
If they really want, I mean, I'd take a sponsorship.
I mean, it sounds like we're doing one right now. It tastes like dessert.
That's dangerous. That's one of those, but it's not something we afford very often.
No, it was a gift.
It was definitely a gift. Thank you.
From the guys at Bigfoot.
It's the North American Bigfoot
and Paranormal Society.
Yeah. Check them out. I'll make sure I throw their link below this one too.
Nabs.
As long as Wilbur remembers.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk today about literally nothing. I don't know. Kona Blue.
What? So I don't know what it is. I heard Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson talking about it. Well, I heard Tucker Carlson talk about it at the beginning of his interview with Joe Rogan just recently as of recording this. And right off the rip, so I don't know how you feel about Tucker Carlson. I mean, he can be I like the things he says. I think I believe in most of the stuff he's saying, but
so
he's still a media figure, so you don't
he's
know.
He's media, right?
Yeah.
And he the one that went to Russia and
yeah,
had all that conspiracy with, not conspiracy, had all that. There was conspiracy about him going to Russia.
Oh, no, they were just mad that he went there and then shine them in a light that wasn't 100% negative. He's like, look, they have clean subways here. Why are our subways clean? And why is ours filled with like
human detritus?
What's that?
Human detritus.
Human detritus? Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Any biological and inorganic garbage is produced by human existence.
Oh, yes. Okay, there's that. People with mental problems. And
the homeless. The mental homeless in the
US. That live in the subways.
So me and Lisa were driving around today to get breakfast lunch, and literally
brunch.
We pulled into. You ever had a Boston Market?
Yeah, like the subs, right?
No, they don't. I think they do subs. So it's like halfway between fast food and sit down for anybody.
Yeah,
at home
like WG Grinders.
I don't know what that is.
Okay,
but because I used to go in Chicago to get like they used to have a Thanksgiving dinner. It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was like turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and stuff like that. But it was fast, so you could get it on your lunch It wasn't like a great big huge Thanksgiving dinner
platter
either.
Platter or nothing, yeah.
It was like a lunch sized version of that. It was super good.
Okay.
Like the gravy is really good, the turkey. Anyways, pull into there. Definitely abandoned Boston Market. Okay. Definitely abandoned. There is a insane homeless man that had taken over the corral and made a home out of it. And I was like, he's very ingenuitive. And then he had a net. And I'm assuming it looked like he was catching cats.
Mm.
I'm assuming cats were on the menu at Boston Market.
So he was still putting food out?
Cashew kitty. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was set up right beside the drive-thru. So you just had to turn out the other side of the window than normal.
I don't... Oh, okay. Okay.
Like he was cooking cat and you could just still pull through the drive-thru.
And get you some.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably making a killing.
But
yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, anyways, Tucker Carlson, Kona Blue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, when he brought it up, it was, like, right in the very beginning of the show, like an impromptu thing. You know, is that a psyop? I don't know. It's hard to tell anymore with where you fall on things, whether they're psyops or not. But either way, it was brought up, so now we're talking about it. Kona Blue.
And I knew nothing about this. Just reading this, literally, the Alderman Anomaly Resolution Office. I don't even know what that thing is.
Nah, it sounds...
I've done... Tons over the past 3-8 years, I've done tons and tons and tons of research into all things paranormal and, you know, crossing and spiritual. I've never heard of this organization before.
All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO. Sorry,
not AARP.
Not AARP.
Okay.
Excuse me again.
Don't burp right into the microphone, pretty please. All Domain Anomaly Research Office first learned of Kona Blue program by interviews conducted as part of its historical reviews. Multiple interviewees identified Kona Blue as the Department of Homeland Security's sensitive counterpart. So it's a...
No, sensitive compartment established to protect the retrieval and exploitation of non-human biologics.
So Kona Blue is the office that deals with catching aliens and exploiting them.
I guess.
Non-human biologics. It could be interdimensional. It could be aliens. It could be ghosts for all we know.
Yeah.
But as far as the alien phenomena is concerned, you know, it's aliens.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Why don't you take over?
AARO researched the information provided by the interviewees and learned that Kona Blue was a prospective special access program, or PSAP, that had been proposed to the DHS leadership but was never approved or formally established. So... This Kona Blue already existed.
Kona Blue.
And DHS didn't know about it? Or it was proposed to them and they never approved it, but yet it still already existed?
Sounds very government.
This is just confusing.
So this talks about... I'll read it again and I'll mess up some words because Daniel does that. Man, that's... Really good whiskey, just so everybody's aware.
No, this is going to be bad.
It's already... we're going to have fun at Dave and Buster's today.
I don't think we'll make it there. You're not allowed to drive the go-karts.
They have go-karts at Dave and Buster's?
No, I'm thinking Scene 75,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, I was like, when... Anyways. So, AARO researches the information provided by the interviewees and learned about Kona Blue was a...
Prospective
special asset program and had proposed to the DHS. Who's the DHS?
The Department of Homeland Security.
Okay. Leadership, but was never approved or formally established. Kona Blue never received any materials or funding. And there's no information. So here's, I got now here. I already know what kind of happened here in my head.
Let me just finish this line.
Sorry.
And there is no information beyond the proposal presentation marked with the Kona Blue name.
So it was proposed through Homeland Security first.
Yes. And they said, no.
Yep. And then this happened with things like Project Blue Book and things like that.
Mm.
Which was a more public version of it, the alien research phenomena.
You mean J. Allen Hynek?
Yes.
Oh. I learned that from Crypts of the Corn show.
They talked about J. Allen Hynek a lot. Anyways. No, so like these programs do get shot down from organizations, but the guy, say it's a general or something that's really pushing this, a high level, whatever military branch you want to say, it doesn't matter. But this is their pet project and they're really pushing this. They'll just go to a different branch.
Okay.
So this could have been like I said, first proposed to the Homeland Security. So the Homeland Security knew the name.
Gotcha, already of it.
Shot it down. And then it moved on to like the CIA or the FBI or the Air Force.
You know, people we didn't vote for or, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, none of those. Or it could have even been moved to a third party, which the government has been doing for the last 50 years, really hardcore. It could have been just moved to a third party mixed group of private sector and government sector individuals.
Yep. I think you're right because I'm reading ahead a little bit here and I think you're nailing it.
Oh, I didn't even. Yeah, I haven't read ahead at all.
So I know that. So, which is pretty funny. I'm going to read now.
But we've done enough of this to,
right,
to really see the pattern.
Exactly. The pattern for it.
And I don't know what. Homeland Security is super weird in the stuff they get into.
Yeah.
I mean, besides spying, like, spying on us like 24/7, like they know we're talking about them right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because our phones are sitting over here and.
You're right.
Any, yeah.
We are talking into microphones.
All right. Well, they may not be connected to this.
It does not.
They probably are.
Well, I do not know the name of the podcast interview show, but they have like hardcore, like ex, you could say whatever. There's no such thing as an ex-CIA guy or an ex-FBI guy or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
But these counterintelligence people, these like hackers and stuff like that. And he's talking like, you can take your battery. He's like, you used to in the 90s, you could take your battery out of your phone and it would work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it doesn't work anymore. Take your battery out of your phone. We still hear you. You think you're off Wi-Fi. You think you're on airplane. We could still get or a backdoor through all of your devices.
Wow.
And he's showing it. And because what was that? And there was the same show that had the guy that catches, he used to be bad and now he's good.
Chris Hansen?
No. Well, no, but he does the same thing where he catches pedophiles online and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Where so I was going on the right path.
Yeah, well, he's like, well, how fast can, you know, on these online chat rooms do you get hits? He's like, let's do one. He's like, let's set up one right here on the interview and stuff like that. And he sets it up on his laptop. He's in a chat room, 14-year-old girl. Lissa, whatever her name, you know, and he had like 4 or 5 messages in the minute of sitting there talking about it.
Jeez.
And what I do is I backdoor these people and I pull every bit of info off of them they've ever had. He's like, in 5 minutes, I know where they work, what they drive,
jeez,
where they go. And, you know, it makes it super easy to arrest these individuals because you have their whole day plan, whether you realize it's on your devices or not.
Oh, it's on there.
Yeah. So I'm just saying.
Anyone has an iPhone, you can see your iPhone tracks every where you spend most of your time, your routes to places. It's nuts.
You can't turn it off anymore.
You can't?
No, you can't. You cannot. I'm a firm believer. You can. There's no,
I believe that.
There's no way to. Like, there was that one guy that actually did Skinwalker Ranch stuff, but he's been on Joe Rogan several times. Got big, crazy hair like Justin at Cribs of Corn.
Oh, okay.
But. And he's really cool. I liked listening to him because he's talking. He told you how to get off the grid anymore. Oh. And he's like, the first thing you got to do is destroy every piece of electronic you have. He's like, you don't turn it on, like, you got to get rid of it.
Destroy it. Yeah. Put it in a hole.
Yeah.
Dig a big hole. Put all your stuff in it. Bury it. Get a bunch of pallets. Build yourself a little small shelter out of pallets. Get a wood stove. Get quail. Find access to clean water.
Hey, that's a shirt right there.
What?
Buy quail.
Get a wood stove.
Just buy a quail. Okay, I think that'll be the second ever DW Conspiracy Shack t-shirt.
What was the first one?
Just the logo.
Okay. Buy a quail. Oh, wait, isn't my head on one of them?
I don't think so.
I thought we put it on the shirt pocket or something.
It's out there. I think it is out there, actually.
Yeah, I think
I think it got snuck onto the website one time and nobody ever made mention of it.
There's a Wilbur shirt out there, so if anyone... Where would that even be?
It's in the shop.
I mean, I know, but what's the shop?
Oh, we have to use Cribs of Corn. .com.
Oh, okay.
It's so in their shop.
It's
in their shop hidden.
Forgot, but they produce this show, so there might be some.
Man, I could chug this.
Some items hidden in the shop. So poke around, find out, see what you discover there.
Lisa's over there, like, don't chug that.
Yeah, please don't.
$100 bottle of whiskey. Makes you feel like an American.
I need mustard and biscuits.
They're selling chocolates. Okay, next line, please.
Chocolate?
No, the Kona Blue.
Did you say chocolate?
They're selling chocolates, Ma.
Oh, sweet, sweet chocolate. No, he's hated it.
All right. You know, SpongeBob is the reason we're all messed up.
Probably. He's 35?
SpongeBob.
Oh, 25, okay. All right, back to Kona Blue. Okay, off the rails a little bit, but we're back. That's what happens in the shack. You get off the rails, but you... We always find a way to right the ship. Okay, here we go. Kona Blue, second paragraph. AARO traced the origin of the proposal for Kona Blue to the Advanced Aerospace Weapons System Application Program.
Oh, ASAP.
Or AAWSAP.
ASAP. ASAP. ASAP, yeah. But yeah.
And we know this one, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program,
ATIP.
Yep. Which was managed by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, from 2009 to 2012, and funded through congressional earmarks. Bigelow Aerospace, headquartered in Nevada,
are you serious?
Served as the primary contractor executing funds for the program and delivered multiple reports during the time or during the period of their contract. DIA terminated the program due to a cited lack of merit and lack of utility in the products Bigelow produced for the DIA's mission.
So that's crazy. Because that's right after he got out of Skinwalker. That's literally like, I think, the year.
So he moved to this?
Yeah, no, that's, but he publicly talked about that, is that the government contracts that he was, so at Skinwalker, now this is really interesting now. I didn't know we were going to get into all this stuff with Skinwalker and all this. No, it's really interesting because the government was a subsidiary on Bigelow's research on Skinwalker. Mm-hmm. They were, as far as we know, and you know, as far as public knowledge knows, is they were there-ish, right?
Right.
Bigelow was doing the blunt at Skinwalker. He paid for everything out of his own pocket as far as the data trail goes, as, mm-hmm. as far as payments go.
And like Bigelow Aerospace was the name, you know, like...
It was definitely, in my opinion, the hardcore, the biggest ever paranormal research event in mankind's history, as far as funding, as far as technology available.
You think over CERN?
No, so CERN knows what they're doing. That's a ritual. Mm. That's different. That's not investigating the paranormal. That's summoning something.
Right.
It's different.
It's paranormal.
But it's not research into it.
I guess.
It's just killing people. Anyways.
Higgs bosons, dude.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
I know. I believe that.
Well, there are, but there's like, they used to be called like Baphomet.
Yeah, now they, yeah.
It's just, now its name is Higgs boson.
Makes no sense.
What do you mean it makes no sense?
It just makes no sense.
Which thing?
Higgs. Well, I'm sure it's named after a name.
A boson is a type of particle.
Right,
yeah. And Higgs is the guy that discovered a Higgs boson.
It's just dumb, like, oh, there's more. When we were in school, it's like, no, the atom's the smallest thing.
I definitely don't believe the atom's the smallest
thing. And then, well, obviously, and now they're...
Quarks. Quarks are the smallest.
But now Higgs bosons are smaller.
Quarks are smaller than Higgs bosons.
Nope, not true. It's not what they said.
What?
That's what CERN said.
Okay, CERN's a bunch of Satanists.
Yeah.
Anyways... No, so it's interesting with Bigelow Aerospace. And I didn't know Bigelow. This article is making it seem like Bigelow got, like, canned.
Right.
And I don't know if that's exactly how it happened.
This article seems to be, it's like you said, it's only a half page long.
Yeah.
It seems to be very misleading.
So.
Or saying the truth without saying anything.
I don't think Bigelow got canned.
Yeah.
I think, so what happened, if I remember right, is after the 2012... they went fully private with these.
Okay.
And so you couldn't Freedom of Information Act it.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's what the government started doing when the Freedom of Information Act, when the average citizen figured out how to use a Freedom of Information Act. Mm-hmm. They're like, fine, we'll just pay these people to do it. It's right. Not our data. Yep. They just give us products.
Yep.
So, like, he worked for OSAP and ATIP.
Okay.
He did not run OSAP and ATIP.
Right.
He was well down the totem pole in those things, if I remember correctly.
He was his own entity, but
inside of those,
yes.
So I think after those started disbanding and stuff like that, I think ATIP is still around. I don't think OSAP's still around anymore.
I'm not even sure if ATIP is either.
I think it had a name change.
Yeah, you might be right.
It's something else now, but
we'll find out.
The DIA. So yeah, like I said before, we got into this article. Is it, you know, the Kona Blue thing got past the DIA? Not the, what was it, the first one, DHS. So yeah, Homeland Security had it first as an option, and they passed on it, and then the DIA picked it up.
Gotcha.
So you're right. I did guess what happened.
And ATIP was found in 2007 and dissolved in 2012.
That's what it says here. Only but I think it changed years. Name.
Yeah, now it is, its successor is the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force.
I will guarantee, I'll spend money on this. That 80 to 90% of the people are the same people from ATIP. In the same positions.
I would agree.
Because if you listen back to the history of the CIA episode, mm-hmm. that's what kept happening.
Yeah.
Is every time they get caught doing stuff.
Just change the name.
Yeah, we disbanded it.
It's dissolved.
Don't worry.
It's dissolved. It's something new now.
We have a whole new group of guys and gals in there, and they got fake mustaches on.
Every one of them. That's odd. Well, don't look into that too much. We have a very specific hiring process.
We fired 3 people and hired 4 people.
Yeah.
Out of this 2,000 people regiment.
Back off. We have a war we're fighting.
We have a warrant.
Remember that. Give us your tax money. We got a war in another country that we need to send our citizens and troops to die.
Yes. With dignity.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting shot in the desert for no reason.
Yeah.
Once again, we're very pro-military members and very un-pro-government.
Right.
I want to make that very clear. Everybody that served, we greatly appreciate and love every one of you.
100%.
Everybody that's in the government that's evil, hate you. That's the people that are commanding the innocent people to go fight with other innocent people.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, the chessboard, and we're all just the pawns and the rooks and the brooks and the horses and the knights. We're all those pieces.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
That's not good, though.
I could probably just chug this bottle.
Well, let's do the tornado thing. We'll spin it really fast and see how quickly it can go down.
Yeah, we got to record like 4 of these today.
Yeah, let's not do that then. All right, where are we at? What next?
Paragraph 3 of 5.
All right, here we go.
I'm not counting that last thing as a paragraph.
Gotcha. Yes, one sentence. Okay. When the DIA, excuse me, this great pop, man, gives you the burps. It's a genuine
Fago.
Delicious. All right. When DIA canceled, ALSAP and ATIP canceled. this whole article, I think, is very misleading, so. Several individuals.
It's wrong, but not wrong kind of deal?
Yeah, it's telling you the truth, but hiding, you know, omitting a lot of the truth, but telling you the truth in the most whitewashed and watered down there. I was trying to mix both those ways. All right, here we go. When DIA canceled ALSAP and ATIP, several individuals involved with that program advocated for DHS to take the effort over and fund a new version of ALSAP/ATIP under the code name Kona Blue. According to the proposal, Kona Blue would continue to work previously undertaken by DIA's ALSAP and ATIP to investigate, identify, and analyze sensitive materials and technologies to include advanced aerospace vehicles. In 2011, the DHS under the DHS under Secretary for Science and Technology, S&T, established Kona Blue and PSAP, the Prospective Special Access Program. It established Kona Blue as a protective special access program.
Okay.
Based on claims that relevant information and material existed and required this level of protection. Okay, so they said they got stuff that requires that protection. Okay.
So and this happens a lot. I haven't read on yet at all. And this happened with several other organizations, several other government things like this. It sounds like you could say with Project Blue Book or stuff, like whenever Hynek started going against the narrative or it seemed like they really were finding real stuff.
Yeah.
It gets shut down and renamed and goes fully private.
Yeah. I wonder if they...
So like ATIP. You know, ATIP had some public... I believe, if I remember correctly, ATIP had some public members on board and stuff like that. Once they found something, it shuts down, goes back to fully private.
Gotcha. Okay. Back to...
Changes the name. It kicks off like 4 or 5 people off the board.
Right.
That maybe, you know, whistleblowers or whatever.
Go back behind the curtain and continue investigating.
And like as we said, with like the Navy and Alex and whatever the other guy named that's seen the Tic Tac. And, you know,
Fravor is his last name.
May have seen, you know, they may have seen government technologies that we're talking about with this Kona Blue project.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody testing it. And I believe they had no idea. The Navy probably had no idea.
Right.
Like the actual generals in the Navy or whatever they are had no idea that may have been U.S. technology.
Like this is above even them.
Yeah. Way above. I'm saying way above. You know, right. We're getting into stuff that is so behind so many doors. Like you see. Like, you see it in the movies and stuff like that. Even, like, high-ranking generals and stuff will meet somebody that has no... Like, the lower downs will talk about, like, they talk to somebody that has no badges, no medals, no nothing. And these high-ranking generals will turn and walk away, turn tail.
Yeah.
Because it's just that, you know, it's that thing. They know that there's somebody behind some door somewhere, but they don't know anything else.
Right, kind of deal.
And I'm talking high ranking, like, and they people know, that run armadas.
Right. And they're not, and they know not to push their buttons or, yeah. you know, push any further.
Sorry, continue.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if we're actually doing these things, how are we funding them? But then, oh, yeah, September.
Oh, don't worry, 14 billion or
September
trillion.
September 10th, 2001, when Donald Rumsfeld announced that we had what, however many.
I thought it was the 8th.
September 10th. It was the day before 9/11. It was 9/10.
Oh, for whatever. Yeah, okay.
He announced it that we had, how much was it, something billion?
I think it was trillion, right?
Trillion? I don't remember.
It was
missing.
Some stupid number.
Missing.
Like $1.2 trillion.
Like, we just can't, or not missing, unaccounted for.
Like it's gone?
It's like, well, you got, you know, if you did the audit, all this money would be missing, but we just don't know where it went, you know? Some things just slip through the cracks. It happens.
It happens.
That's your tax money, the listener. Yeah. If in the U.S., I doubt we have many outside the U.S. listening to this show, but maybe. But U.S. listener, that's your tax money that they're using to do all these things. Yours. And it won't stop unless you, the taxpayer, stops them. How? I don't know. Just get with everybody you know and tell them to get with everybody they know to stop paying your taxes for a year and see what happens. What are they going to do when we all don't pay taxes?
Don't do it.
What do you mean don't do it?
Well, I didn't pay school tax 1 year, apparently, and they put a lien on my house.
Oh, gosh. What? But if everybody collects...
It's still not resolved.
That's not good. That's not good. Wait, it's still not resolved?
No.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. Let's do that next. Have a couple more shots of that, then we'll talk about that.
I mean, there's not, I mean, that's it. It's just...
Still, I'm sure there's things that could be spoken of.
The government sucks.
Yes.
Pay your taxes. It's not worth the fight most of the time.
It's worth the fight in the long run.
Yeah, you, don't pay your here's taxes. My thing. Stop paying. Is that you're talking about step fights, and I think you should pay your taxes until you're ready to like disappear. You do not want them looking at you. See, until you're ready to disappear.
You have it based on like the individual. Now it has to be a collective whole. Like not one person, one weak link can break the whole chain.
But they all have money online. They all have money. So
who's they?
I'm talking the listeners.
Yeah.
So if they get looked at and then all their money gets turned off, they can't run away.
No, I think if every single person does it, nobody's getting looked
you
at.
You can never, nobody, like, no ever single person ever has ever done anything. Is it, what is it? It took 3% of the U.S. to overthrow the British-ish?
You know, we shall overcome is how I see it. We shall, the
gosh.
Oppressors Woo! Of this nation and its citizens.
It's like getting a piece of cake next to gasoline.
Nice.
Because you still get that real strong, like, alcohol, because there's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. I like gasoline. It smells good.
Okay, good, continue.
Good cleaner. All right. The undersecretary of the S&T that we talked about just a minute ago also cited congressional interests in the subject and possible impacts on Homeland Security as part of the justification for the program. 6 months later, however, the deputy secretary of the DHS disapproved Kona Blue as a special access program and further directed its immediate termination, citing concerns about the adequacy of justification for the program, the sufficiency of information central to the proposal development, including personnel and budget requirements. So basically, they shot it down because they're like, there ain't nothing here, and you're going to cost too much. How you going to pay for it? Which is their excuse every time with anything comes up they don't want to do. How you going to pay for it? How you going to pay for it? How you going to pay for it? We can't afford that. How you going to pay for it? Isn't homelessness it, in America? How you going to pay for it? You can't do that.
What is it? If you take 3%, or no, it was half of 1% of the military budget, you could be free college education for everybody in the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know.
And if you take 3% of the military's budget, you can end homelessness forever in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Per year, like 3% of 1 year's military budget, you could end homelessness forever in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think some people really understand how dumb these numbers are.
It's ridiculous. Have you seen the chart of the.
Like, we have money.
The money we sent to Ukraine and are still sending, and then the bill they just proposed and passed to send more to Ukraine. Have you seen, like, the amount and, like...
Oh, I know, it's dumb.
...stacked up next to... It's, like, visually, if you see it visually, it's insane. But that's our money, you know, that's our money. Good. You know, you work 40 hours a week, you put in time, a humble citizen just punching the clock just to provide for his family and, you know, or himself, but... The government has to just get its greedy hands, reach down in every single one of your pockets, pull out every little piece of loose change it can get, and if you don't give it to them, you're going to jail. It's a really good system we got set up for ourselves. But I digress. All right. Next paragraph. We're almost done here.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
It is critical to note that while some DHS personnel believe that the relevant information and material would be delivered to DHS upon establishment of the SAP, gosh, a lot of like acronyms, no data or material of any kind was ever transferred to or collected by DHS under the auspices, I can't say that word.
Auspices.
We sound like idiots. Of Kona Blue. Information associated with the activities conducted under the auspices of OSAP and ATIP remains within DIA's archived holdings. So everything they did under Kona Blue, they don't have under there. But everything under OSAP and ATIP, they do.
Auspices. I don't know auspices. How to say that word. I've never seen that word.
I think it's auspices.
Other than a single instance of attorney-client material redacted from page 38 of DHS, all reductions are made by the Department of Defense.
Ah. Well, you missed that last...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
This archived PSAP proposal that... I got to see what that stands for again. This Prospective Special Access Program.
It's PSAP, yeah.
PSAP proposal and associated documents have been declassified in partnership between DOD and DHS and are being released to the public in accordance with both agencies' commitment to transparency.
Very low commitment.
And like you just said, all redactions were made by the Department of Defense.
So there's only a single one by the Department of Homeland Security. Is what it's saying. There's only one single instance of a redaction
right
from the department. It's an attorney client privilege material.
For the DHS. Yes. So that's the only one that they've reacted.
And the rest of them were by the
Department of Defense.
Department of Defense.
Yep. All the rest of them. Yep.
So we learned nothing.
Yeah, that whole thing is that's so when you type in Kona Blue on your Google or any researching device you have at your palm or in your palm, that's the first thing that's gonna pop up. It's a lot of
I found a different website that kind of helped us
break it down, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Well, let's see if it does a better job than we did.
Yeah.
Because basically what I
gathered... that was just the first, like, the big thing that pops up when you type it in.
Right. What I gathered from all that is it's been around since, I forget what year we were talking about.
12?
With these other programs. The other programs dissolved. Supposedly, sorry, I did it again. Turned into this one. This Kona Blue, that then they're saying, oh, no, we don't want to do this. We don't want any part of this. The government is saying that. Yet, it still went forward, and then now they're releasing the information that they gathered to the public, but the Department of Defense, which I thought said they didn't want to do this, or Homeland Security, redacted parts from it. So it still went on.
Oh. Homeland Security only did one.
One. I know.
And it was an attorney...
Right.
Client privilege thing, I'm going to assume.
Right. But I was...
So they got... And it looks like they got roped into it because they were the first ones that got offered it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think... And I don't trust any of these organizations. I'm just saying that I don't think they really had anything to do with it as a whole.
No, but they knew it was going on even though they said they didn't want it to.
They didn't know what was going on. As far as you could tell from that document, they didn't know what was going on until it was declassified at the end.
Right, yeah.
Which could be organizations in the government do not tell each other anything.
No, they don't, but...
So the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, think about how much competition there has to be between those two.
They're probably just walking on puffing their chests at each other.
Right. So I could very well see that that's why one didn't know it was going on until, you know, they're like, hey, yeah, we have court hearings about this. What do you mean we have court hearings about this? Like, kind of deal. But I don't trust any of them, but I'm just saying fair is fair.
Yeah. Yeah. They none of them are fair.
But we need to be better.
You're right. Be better. Build back better.
Build back better.
Be better.
So what is the Kona Blue program? It's also a car color, just so everybody knows.
Oh, is it the color everyone's painting their roofs?
No.
Is that the color that protects you from
it's
the...
It's kind of that color. It's almost Shelby Cobra Blue.
It is that color.
It's much darker.
That's the secret.
Kona Blue is a plan for the government to reverse engineer alien technology to recover UFOs. It was a special asset or a top secret program created with the goal of acquiring, identifying, reverse engineering what is called AAVs now, or Advanced Aerospace Vehicles.
Oh, wow.
These now fall under the category of the military called UAPs.
So the AAVs are UAPs. UAPs,
which are UFOs.
Yes.
Brian Kohlberger, driving to see a moon in the stars. The document laid out a budget between $12 and $15 million its first year, $25 million its second year, eventually an operating expense of more than $50 to $60 million per year.
The purpose was nothing. Yeah.
As far as these government programs, it's nothing.
Right, exactly.
The purpose was national security with a goal of assessing recovered advanced technologies and determining its threat capabilities. The program was also had goals, including details on plans to reverse engineer any advanced technologies that determine whether they are whether or other advertised, namely China and Russia, could also access the recovered AAVs.
Mm. China.
Why would Kona Blue Project classified? Kona Blue was a subject of rumors for years. The Defense Department knowingly acknowledged it, and, you know, as far as this article came out this year. Oh, wow. No, this just happened.
It just came out, yeah. That's what
The article just... The Department of Defense just acknowledged it this month.
Right. That's what... When Tucker Carlson was on Joe Rogan's episode, he was just saying, like, they just released this. Like,
one justification of the program being classified was that AAV technologies exist and is accessible only to the SAP programs.
Ah, you got to be in the SAP program.
Programs.
Programs.
So there's SAP is a type of program.
Right.
Like all SAP, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to get this, to get your hands on these materials, you have to be in a SAP.
It's like being in NATO.
I guess.
Wait, not NATO. Yeah, NATO.
I guess. I don't
right? really. The North. Oh, wait, is that the European... The military thing they're trying to join, they're trying to get Ukraine to join so we can send them all of our military weapons. Every NATO nation gets... Do you know about NATO or not?
Every nation
that joins...
There's your badge and a nuke.
Yeah, your military has to be up to a certain standard to once you're in NATO.
No, don't worry, means, we'll make it. We'll make it a standard.
No, we do. That's our point. So when we make these countries join and then we ship them all of our... American defense contractors... Ships them all the weapons and things they need to murder people is up to a certain standard. But that's our tax money. Our tax money funds all that.
Why was the Kona Blue program scrapped? The DOA said it tossed the Kona Blue program for a very simple reason. It never found any alien technology to reverse engineer. The Department of Homeland Security, however, said its program was never actually approved in the first place.
Which... It so this is
the, this,
that.
Well, this is the problem. This is the fight between Homeland and the DOA or the DOD.
Oh, gotcha. Well, so they're like, we said no, and you still did it. Ugh.
It could be that, like, or like I said earlier, it could be like, or they said like, oh, we had no idea that was going. And then the Department of Defense, not drowning, but is the only one in the spotlight.
Yeah,
was like, no, Homeland Security also knew about this. Like. 7 years ago.
Yeah. How do you remember things like that?
Like, yeah, we shot it down. Like, we didn't... It's your project.
Yeah. I don't know. I bet it's such a thing where they're like, no, we didn't... Whoa, we said no. We said totally don't do that, guys. We totally don't want you to.
We were focusing on getting more cell phones.
And then they did it. And they're... Guys, they really did it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, sorry. And they're like, so, all right, well, just don't do it again next time, and we'll just call it a wash.
Just call it a wash.
That's how most of our government works.
What is the disclosure of Kona Blue mean for transparency on UFOs? The Pentagon's disclosure of this project is another step towards transparency, says
the
article.
Here we go.
As lawmakers on both sides of the aisle continue to seek answers following whistleblowing testimony, which I think so. I don't think anybody in higher government's good, pretty much. I'm going to say, I'm going to reach out that limb.
Well, I don't even know what higher government is anymore.
Above a city mayor.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I think if, like, even some city mayors are pretty bad.
For sure.
But
oh, for
I think
sure
I'm
they
just
are.
Saying that the percentage of good versus evil above city mayor drops dramatically. Once you start going up layers of government?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably. I think there is a lot of...
And they lose us in this red versus the blue thing.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
It does
that.
Not matter. They're the same people.
Yeah.
They are both bad. I just had this argument with somebody a couple weeks ago. Not argument. I just said, I said something about one of the... I think it was a Democrat being awful. And they're like, oh, so you're a Republican? No.
No, it's just awful
people. They do horrible things, too.
Yeah.
It does. It's a fake thing to keep you fighting.
100% true.
So why did AARO's report on UAPs say that about claims made regarding Kona Blue and other historical programs?
Ooh, what did they say?
So AARO said the advocates of this program are partially responsible for all these allegations, as some pushing for the program believe the government had secretly acquired alien technology. The program was also created as a premise that alien technology existed, which turned out to be false. Potentially leading to the confusion among some of that were aware of the program. So that's what they're saying is that, like, this it was the false premise we made this program for when we did find alien technology.
Yeah.
So kind of some of the other people in the government kind of knew kind of what this program was about before it was public. Like, oh, Kona Blue went through. They found stuff. No, they just have these guys sitting in a parking lot for $50 million a year. Which I could also see the government doing, in all honesty.
Yeah, I know. Anything to waste your money.
There's that lazy people are great for the government because you can just sit in an office somewhere and hide and just get a check.
Right, yeah. And they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Could a new star appearing in the sky this summer? So this is not the first time the government has had programs that existed to investigate possible UFOs. Like Project Grudge and Project Blue Book, the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, while claims in the U.S. government possesses and has reverse-engineered alien technology date back into the 40s, Roswell, with 1947 Roswell being the most famous, and there never been proof of these claims, so. Yeah, because everybody in Roswell got shot in the head, including a general, I believe.
Oh, man, so
Crimson
awful.
Board guys got to do that as a season finale one year.
What, I'm getting shot in the head?
Roswell.
Yeah.
Because the one general with the two other generals that were higher ranked than him came in and made him go out there and act like an idiot, then he retired the next day.
Right, yep.
Does this mean the government has confirmed alien existence? They said no.
Of course.
NASA acknowledges that mathematically it's unlikely we're alone in the universe, but the government repeatedly saying there's no connection and evidence of aliens on Earth.
Which, I think that's that karma thing.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Like, they're telling you the truth.
We got to do an episode on karma.
But they're not. It's not the truth.
So it's now I'm not an expert on.
It's just the way they frame everything,
like satanic religions or anything like that, or witchcraft or anything like that. Well, a lot of those cultures have like magic, actual quote unquote magic.
Yeah,
have that in built in.
What's that?
You cannot lie as a part of it, or like this spell or the ritual
right.
will backfire.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the things they do to put it out. In my opinion, the kind of things they do to put it out there. To make sure their karma, quote unquote, is clean.
Right. Doesn't come back to burn them. Or it just doesn't fail. Either.
We told them. Harry and the Hendersons told them Bigfoot lives out in the forest and Paul, the alien.
It says it right there in the credits. It's just real.
Do you remember Paul?
Yeah. I never watched that movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. I remember it had, wasn't that the voice of Seth Rogen?
Yes, he was Paul, and then it had the two British guys that were super. I love it.
Yeah,
Hot Fuzz.
Hot, yes,
Shaun
of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, and they're like a pair.
Gotcha.
He's done some more serious roles too. The smaller guy.
Yeah,
but they're such a good pair. Like they do such good movies together.
I know. I think they're hilarious. And the one is so off topic, but Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz there's one segment in both movies that's exact same of him waking up and walking through the town.
It's more than just those two movies.
Oh, they keep doing it in multiple movies?
I don't know if it's that scene directly, but this is months ago, I seen a video about it.
Yeah.
What is that actor's name?
I can picture his face. I can picture both their faces.
It was like four or five movies where they're in together.
Yeah.
Where there's like the same scene being replayed.
Oh, shoot.
And sometimes it's in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government. Government's evil.
Government sucks.
Shucks. So what do you think about why do you think the Pentagon admitted this now? Is it just their cycle?
That's a good question.
Or is it just more of this alien-esque dumping of garbage they've been doing?
I think it is part of that. The alien dumping, like, oh, aliens are real, and they're it seems like they're here, guys. All of a sudden, they're making their presence shown. Oh, no. We got to do something. Aliens, other planets, other life forms. They probably want to take us over. Oh, no, guys, keep looking at this. Look, aliens, guys. More alien stuff. It just seems to me like that's what they're doing. Making you 100% believe that they keep pushing it.
But this is saying that they found nothing. The whole point of this dump is to say they found nothing.
Right, which is fine. I think it's more just to get the idea of there's aliens from other planets that are visiting here on Earth. And I think that's the whole point, is to make you think that, because that's the psyop. If you believe that, then when the demons get here, and the demons are here, you're not going to see them as demons. They're aliens from outer space here to help.
Aliens.
Yay. And then it'll be like Mars Attacks. And they'll just zap your brains out.
Huh?
Remember,
that's how they beat him, with the yodel. Blew up all their brains.
Did they? It's been a while.
Yes, Mars Attacks.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
They were about to blow, they sneak the death ray in behind the old lady. You're about to kill her, and they accidentally unplug her headphones.
I thought you were about to sing that song. Hey, I don't know what song
I don't know that song.
If anyone knows that song, please comment, because I can hear it in my head, and it's on movies. But I don't know the song.
No, it was yodeling. Beat the Mars Attacks aliens.
Ah. Can you yodel?
No, I don't know. I've never tried.
Remember the yodel boy?
I don't know what real yodeling is.
Remember the yodeling boy in Walmart? Oh, it was...
Yes, I do.
Mason Ramsey. That just came to me.
Okay.
That's what we need to defeat the aliens. Mason Ramsey.
So government disclosure with aliens.
Yeah.
So go back.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Why is it happening?
Yeah, I just think... I think our government's probably in cahoots with some demons or demon entities, energy, demonic, evil stuff. This is one of their covers to usher it in under the guise of supernatural space flying aliens. They're hip, cool. They're from out of this world, literally, guys.
Well, how does this one fit into that?
It's just more information about, like, I think the Kona Blue whole thing, how it fits into that is like it makes it seem like we're looking for alien spaceships and stuff, recovering them, re-engineering, and to use them for ours. But I think the whole entire phenomenon is us creating all of these ships, or the demons that already have it are the ones giving us the information how to create them already. It's not just being gathered or randomly collected from ships that, you know, flew from light years away that just come here and crash, and then, oops, hey, we're smart enough to get here, but just forgot that whole landing thing. You know, we didn't master that.
I did see. There's some things against it, and I'm with you that I don't think that's what's happening. But some things I do see that are, I guess, talking points of why maybe that is happening is that they do that on purpose. Like, they send a rough ship with corpses.
Yeah.
They weren't alive ever. Like, they're deceased to help familiarize himself with whatever species they're about to come in contact with.
Okay.
So it's not that big a shock, or as shocking when you have, like, I guess it would be a way of a peaceful introduction to be like, we're giving you our, like, this is what we look like.
Yeah.
You can open up our these corpses' bodies. You can figure out weaknesses and all that stuff. So I don't know. It's just, to me, that was one of those ideas that they had.
Right.
Just to be like, you know, and here's some of our technology and here's some of this. Yeah. Just so when we show up and later and you're a little calmer.
Yeah.
And
Here's how I think about that theory, though, is...
I don't trust it. Don't...
Right, I know. I know you don't. Because if a human being, if
We threw cadavers at a new culture.
Exactly. We threw
but you
dead
remember,
bodies
also
in a ship
aliens.
And then smash it. Doesn't make sense. That's no
but
excuse.
I'm just saying cultural.
Doesn't...
You see how much cultural difference there is here on the planet. Right. Literally, me and Lisa were watching a video last night of a girl who was going to be killed as a baby from the morality police in a Muslim country because some of her hair came out of her hijab while she was like a 6-month-old baby.
Mm.
And they took her, like, they were going to beat her to death in the street out of her mom's arms. And her mom begged and begged and begged to keep her alive, and they had to leave the country that night.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
just
keep
like
in mind, that's very different than where we live, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, that's in the same species. So now imagine a whole different... I'm just saying, there could be things where, like... Well, that's a thing you do.
I think whatever led someone to come to that conclusion or that action may have been probably motivated by demons as well.
No, I'm talking about that. I'm just saying culturally.
No, I know.
There's humongous differences just on this planet.
And I think some culture, and I'm agreeing with you, and I'm expanding on it, that some cultures are run by demons.
I'm not arguing.
Demonic, Baphomet,
I guess our
devil.
Cultures. Kind of run by demons.
100% it is. I mean, look, we're drinking soda, we're drinking alcohol, these are all dark, demonic things.
We're drinking alcohol?
You are.
Okay.
The royal we.
The royal we. Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I don't know. I really don't know. We'll have to do an episode about how many satanic images have recent music there's been.
Wait, how many satanic images in music?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Like Taylor Swift just had like a... And somebody asked me, because Baphomet, okay, the word Baphomet.
Okay.
I believe it's, that may be Sumerian. It's like a forest. Maybe. It's like a forest god. It's not the devil.
Right, right.
It has become synonymous now with the devil.
Right, but it's not. No, it's definitely not.
Now it is,
right,
in my opinion.
Oh, you think so?
Yes. It's okay. It's a new synonym.
For the devil?
For Satan, for Lucifer, for the Baphomet.
Okay.
But yeah, we had a talk with somebody recently about like why are all these podcasts, paranormal shows, you know, conspiratorial shows talking about Baphomet when really in the religion that the word came from isn't nothing about that.
Right, yeah.
You know, really. I think it's like a forest entity or, you know, a forest deity. And now it's synonymous with Satan because he had a goat head too.
Right, yep.
So that's just a new word for it, just so they can get it through, because it's better. It's hard for Taylor Swift to come out and say, you know, she has Satan in the back of her
right
thing.
Did she say she had Baphomet?
No, but the ideography.
Yeah, the
was
imagery.
Baphomet.
Yeah, yeah.
Baphomet has a very distinct look, like a
same
more,
thing.
What is the owl?
Morlock.
Morlock. Morlock.
Morlock? No, it's more. Hold on. Moloch.
Moloch.
Moloch. Yeah. There's no R. Moloch.
That showed up a lot in two.
Yeah, it's it is. But supposedly it's on our dollar bill. There's a little owl hidden peeking over. Okay. But I don't see that. You know,
you can fold the dollar bill to say anything.
No,
to
no,
show
you
anything.
Don't fold it. It's just there.
Okay.
It's a picture on the back. It's like one little section in the top right corner. There's like a little owl's head peeking up over, but it's really, really small. Like you need a you need a microscope. I've seen it zoomed in, but it looks like it could be an owl. The only weird part is
it looks like it could be a tree.
Yeah, I mean,
looks like it could be a cloud.
But it's not in any of those areas. It's not actually on the image of, like, the picture on the back. It's, like, in the bordering around the side. But the only thing that's weird about it is that on the other borders, like, where the same patterns are, that isn't there. It's only on the one side. So I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
It's on a $1 bill, and I don't have one on me.
So should you trust
the
Pentagon?
No. No, don't trust the Pentagon. They said an airplane flew into the building that was keeping track of all the money that we lost, publicly announced that we lost on September 10, 2001. It wasn't an airplane. It was a missile. You can check the film. Don't believe anything they say. They constantly lie to you and try to lead you down a path where you're stuck. You're just stuck spinning your wheels. Stop spinning the wheels. We'll be right back.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.